T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jovial, caring, wacky, live and local. It's time for the Bart Winkler Morning Show.
Bart Winkler alongside Ryan Horvath. This hour we'll hear from Tim Kirchin, who was on with Bill yesterday. Had some thoughts about when baseball may return. Gut feeling, he says yes. I think that's the gut feeling too for me, but how and when and where, all still questions that need to be answered. Tim Allen will join us live at 7:35. We'll play some trivia next hour. And then Brian Anderson, 9 o'clock. Looking forward to that. He's calling the match this weekend between Peyton and Tom Brady and Tiger and Mickelson. So that should be really cool to watch on Sunday, but then also talk to him coming up this hour, this morning, I should say, 9 o'clock. So I did a couple of interviews yesterday. One guy that I talked to a couple of times, John Papadopoulos, does radio over in La Crosse.
That's his real name?
Yeah.
Papadopoulos?
Papadopoulos.
What about, you know who that reminds me of? Is, have you ever seen Vegas Vacation?
I have.
Nick Papagiorgio?
Yes.
Sorry that I just derailed your show for that, but...
You did.
It's a cool name.
You've thrown me off.
Papadopoulos.
I got nothing to say.
No, you know, you do. You joined John Papadopoulos.
No, I got a roadmap in my head
John
and any detours.
John Papadopoulos!
So I worked with him for an internship like 12 years ago. And I go on his show now back in La Crosse. He doesn't remember that I did, by the way. So a real memorable guy. But so he's got, it's a sports show in La Crosse, and it's a good friend, and I like to talk to him. But he was all, you were talking about baseball. And he was all like, shouldn't the players, I thought he was taking the side of the owners. And I was very shocked on this because I think you got to take the side of the players here. So the owners and the players before, and you guys can chime in at 799-1250. If baseball doesn't come back, who are you going to be mad at? 414-799-1250. Before this thing really shut everything down, the owners and the players did work on an agreement that said, the players said, we'll take a prorated salary based on how many games we play. They said that. And the owners are like, good. They put in a little bit of language that said, we have the right to change if circumstances change. But the players walked away thinking, we have a deal if things aren't normal. And the owners were like, yeah, we have a deal, but we're also owners. And we wrote in some language to protect us at all cost. So the players are like, all right, we're going to play at this prorated salary. That's fine. Now the owners are like, no, we didn't know when we said it that there wouldn't be fans in the stands, and that's actually a big part of our revenue, and so we're going to lose a bunch of money. So we want you guys to make even less money. And the players are thinking, well, we already agreed to take less money, and now the owners are saying, well, we'll do a 50-50 split with you. First of all, I don't, what money makes up the 50-50 split? I don't know how much money that is, and nobody does. So you're telling these players you won't get your guaranteed money. You'll get just this magical 50-50 split of this magical number. The players already in their minds agreed to take less money, and now they feel like the owners, realizing how much money they're going to lose, want them to take even less money. Here's why I side with the players. Because these guys, there's 30 owners across baseball, all right? They own 30 of the most prestigious things to own in the country. Everybody wants to be a sports owner. You talk to anybody, if you win the lottery, what are you going to do? I'm going to buy a team. That's what everybody says.
Yeah, I've wanted to do since Little Big League.
Everybody wants to be an owner of a team. And then you're going to make yourself the manager?
Yeah.
And then Lou's going to date your mom?
And then I'm going to lose to Ken Griffey Jr.
And then you're going to trade that one guy? But he's supposed to go home and tell his wife that he got traded, but it's okay because some kid likes my baseball card? Jerry.
What a great movie and a great line right there.
I would go full Derek Jeter if I owned a team. I would make sure Marlins man never steps foot in my stadium again. Although Marlins,
I thought you guys were friends.
No. Let's. Do you want to have him on?
Yeah, I do.
Do you really? Because I could just. He texts me. So he like has a radio show or something like that, and I don't know when it's on, but he always sends me the podcast of it. Like I'm actually going to listen to this thing. He thinks we're better friends than we really are. I don't want to say I'm big time in Marlins man. Should we have him on and try to figure out what his fascination is with me?
I want to talk baseball with Marlins man.
Okay, we'll have Marlins man on. But I would go full Jeter. I would change everything.
Can you come on today?
Here, I'll text him.
Oh, I'll get him on tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah,
let's see. Literally, though. Let's see. Here, let me just type in his name. Marlins man. All right. So the last text I got from him was 2 weeks ago. Marlins man live show, live today, 5 p.m. Eastern time. Topic, when will we see the World Series? NFL games to watch next season, Hard Rock New Guitar Hotel, and more. And
do you respond to him?
No, I don't. At first, I used to. Like he was in the hospital or something. I was kind of concerned. Oh, and then the other thing he does. Let me show you what he does. I'm gonna snap or what is it called? I'm gonna take a picture of this. Screenshot it. Sorry. What he does is, so he's rich. He's a lawyer. He's loaded. So he goes to anytime the Bucks play Miami in Miami. He sits right behind the bench, and he sends me pictures. And then he goes to the nightclubs after with like these beautiful Instagram models who obviously like Marlins man for one reason and one reason only.
Do we know his job? Because he's always on TV.
Yeah, he's a lawyer.
He's a lawyer. He's wearing his Marlins shirt, and he sits like he was at the Cubs World Series. He's everywhere.
Yeah.
He's all over the place.
Yeah.
And you always see him on TV.
Yeah, it's weird. But like, so when I was in Iowa, I was the sports director. I went to the Rose Bowl. Iowa played Stanford, the game where Christian McCaffrey just went off. And I met Marlins man at a party before the Rose Bowl, got his number, and I was like, hey, I'd love to have you on the show sometime. I was hammered. But I also told him that I didn't really like him. I was like, I don't like you because I'm jealous of you. Because there's always these pictures of you with these beautiful women. And like I said, they're obviously only with Marlins man for one reason and one reason only, his orange visor. Not the money, but he's loaded. He's a lawyer. He's like a defense lawyer or something like that. And so I told him this, and he was like, he got a kick out of it. So then years later, I was producing the baseball postgame show with Tim and Billy, and Tim was like, we should have Marlins man on because I don't know what the hell this guy does. So we had him on when they played the Marlins just really to ask him what it is that he does. I would love to play that back, but then a virus ate all of our audio last year, so we don't have any audio from the NLCS season. So we had Marlins man on. So now he texts me all the time. And in the beginning, I had to actually put my phone on Do Not Disturb because it's always at like 2 a.m., 3 a.m. My phone will be like, D-d-d-d-d. And you know, when your wife is in bed with you, she's like, who's texting you? You know, is it Gina? And I'm like, no, it's actually Marlins Man.
So Marlins Man is your Jake from State Farm.
Yeah, I just texted him. Any chance you could join us on Milwaukee Radio? But let me put this on Twitter. Look at this guy's seats, though, man. I'm going to put it on my personal Twitter so everybody's like, why is Marlins Man on the fan page? But I'm going to post this.
Yeah, talk Wisconsin.
And what he does is he says...
Talk Packers.
So this one I'm going to send was from Monday, March 2nd at 6:50 p.m. Bucks heat. He's right behind the bench. Giannis is drinking a bottle of water. And he says, see if you could find me at the Bucks game tonight. Now, in ESPN. And this is what he texts me, you know, to like try to make me jealous or something. And I'm like, everybody can see you, dude. You're draped in orange. What do you mean, see if I could see? You're not Waldo. You're not a needle in a haystack. You're some schmuck in a Marlins jersey. The team don't even like you. I'm really tough on Marlins, man. He's a good dude.
Yeah, what the hell?
I'm jealous of him, man. Him and that guy.
Good Waldo reference. I'm a big Waldo fan.
Him and that guy that with the baseballs. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, the guy that shakes baseballs.
Yeah, I don't like either of them. They think like the world revolves around them, I feel.
Yeah, he goes to these games and he shakes baseballs and he sells them and he's a huge jerk.
Schmuck. Yeah.
Caught like a million foul balls and then he steals them from kids.
Yeah, steals them from kids. Wouldn't give Pujols his ball back. Yeah, I don't like that guy either.
So we're working on Marlins man for tomorrow.
Yeah, I just texted him. Any chance he could join us either today or tomorrow, preferably tomorrow. He's a busy man.
He's probably in bed with three hotties.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll put those. Let me post those pictures as well.
Do you think they make him wear the Marlins man shirt during?
Let me see the last one he sent me. He's with like I don't even know, man. Like Miss Puerto Rico or something like that.
What?
Dude, it's ridiculous. Yeah, here. And then, okay. He sends me. I wish I could post all of these, to be honest with you. Let's go through a couple Marlins man texts to me.
Don't you think this is private between you and Marlins man?
Not really. Tuesday, October 1st. This game is very exciting. To my surprise, there is a lot of Brewers fans here in sections around the Brewers dugout. And this is when he was at, Nationals Brewers wildcard game.
Oh, yeah.
And then pretty much, yeah, it's just pictures of him at games. Here's a picture of him.
Yeah, this guy, no matter what, like, whatever the biggest game of the day is, he will be at. And then the next day, he's at the next biggest game. So he'll be at, like, the Major League Bay. He'll be at, like, Red Sox-Yankees on a Saturday in London. And then on Sunday, he's at Game 4 of the Eastern Conference playoffs.
So I posted this to Twitter, his seats, which are ridiculous. It'll make anybody hate this guy. And he says, see if you could find me at the Bucks game tonight, now in ESPN. But then I scrolled down and I said, yep, found you. You're in orange. And he said, try NBA TV. Might be changed for you in Wisconsin. Maybe your Fox station. I'm like, dude, I do this for a living. You think that I'm not watching the Bucks? Like, he's giving me advice on how to find my own team on television. He's a weird dude. But, yeah, maybe he joins the show tomorrow. And that's our update.
Let me tell him that you blasted him for 5 minutes.
Oh, I'll tell him. I told him that. We told, like, me, Tim, and Billy, when we had him on the postgame show, we were like, what do you do, dude? And then he told us, and he is worth millions. I think he works like four times a year at this point. But he's a lawyer. That's what he does. His name's like Eugene or something. I don't know.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't take me as a Eugene. Let's see. We put a poll up here on Twitter.
Yeah, I did that too.
If the MLB is unable to return, who will you blame, players or owners? First answer comes from Melissa. She says, you need to add experts, in quotes, behind the plandemic that never should have been handled this way in the first place. All right? Just vote owners or players, Mel, and we can go from there. If the MLB doesn't return, who are you blaming? 56 of you guys right now, 56% say players, 44% say owners. Look, the players want to play. The owners, they want to not lose money. And why I would blame the owners so much more is the owners are looking at this in short term here. They don't want to lose money at all. I understand that. Nobody wants to lose money. But when you own a business, you have the inherent risk of losing money. I see people criticizing some of these small businesses. Oh, if you're a business, you got to have at least 6 months in the, you know, in the coffers to plan for this. Nobody plans for the entire world to shut down for 6 months. So if you're going to get mad at a small business that can't stay afloat, you gotta get mad at the owners. Look at this. Phil Rogers tweeting this out. MLB writer. He says, the Cubs are projected to lose $201 million if they play baseball with no fans. Okay? So the Cubs are going to lose a bunch of money. He says, tough to swallow, yes. But the Ricketts family paid $850 million for them. The team is now worth $3.2 billion.
Right.
That's a huge gain even after investing money in Wrigley Field. This isn't going to bankrupt the owners. They're going to lose money for 1 year, and then we're going to be so thirsty to go back to baseball games when everything's clear. I'm expecting sellouts at all these stadiums once we can go again and people feel safe. I mean, if you're sitting around in the past and you'd be like, well, should I go to the game tonight or should I just stay home? Sometimes you just may stay home. If that decision comes up, you're going to go to the game now because you're not going to take it for granted. These owners are going to make money back. Sure, you lose money 1 year, but would you rather lose money 1 year and then make money the rest of the time that you own this team?
Right.
Or would you rather be so worried that you're going to lose money 1 year that you don't have baseball, you alienate all the fans, and then you're going to lose money more after that and really miss out on a lot of money that you could make? Plus, owners, hey, owners, you want to make money? Put tarps on the seats, sell advertising.
Yes.
Agree to more playoffs, have more TV revenue. Put a big Sitco sign on the back of a Yankees jersey. Don't worry about tradition. Don't worry about, oh my God, I can't believe this Red Sox jersey has Amway on it. Don't worry about any of that. NASCAR the hell out of your jerseys. NASCAR everything. Put advertisements everywhere. Change the team name of the Milwaukee Brewers to the Milwaukee Kleenex. Just first thing in front of my...
I like that. No, no, you're good. Yeah, yeah.
With that, but it's the, I'm looking at a box of Kleenex.
We got you.
So we're
right here with you.
Do... It's on the owners to be creative. Don't just say, "Nah, we're going to lose money. We don't want to do it for a year." Don't have this massive PR. The fact that more than half of the people right now are voting players,
mm-hmm.
that shows you how powerful these owners are,
yep.
that already they have put the PR marketing campaign against the players, and it drives me nuts.
And you got to look at it like this, too. You come back this year, and you're going to lose money, like you said. But think of how good it's going to be for business in 2 to 3, 4 years when the economy really picks back, when things get back to normal. And then you're the heroes. You know, you could even have this, remember when everybody was afraid to go back to work, but we played for you guys, and we pretty much did it for free. We were the first sport back. I mean, technically they weren't, but you get what I'm saying. The country rallied around us. Then market your players in 2 to 3 years. Then you're gonna have more, like, because look at it like this. You're going to have so many eyeballs on all the baseball games. It's not just going to be your local markets. You know, Sunday Night Baseball, people are actually going to want to watch it, even though it's the Yankees and the Red Sox every other weekend. We're going to want to watch it. We're going to want to watch every baseball game that's on television. So all eyes are going to be on you. You're not going to have to compete against the NBA Finals right now. You know, you're not going to be competing against really like just people going about their everyday lives, going to festivals, going to Summerfest, stuff like that, because pretty much everything's canceled already. So everybody's going to be spending a lot of time at home. And if they're not at home, they're going to be on their back porch. They're going to be listening to baseball broadcasts while grilling out and while hanging out with their buddies. So that's my point. Like, if you come back, yes, it's going to be rough for a year or two. But if you don't come back, baseball may be doomed. And if you do come back, you'll be heroes, and it'll only be better for your product in a couple years. And I feel like your ratings are only going to go up and up and up. Like, the ratings aren't going to go down if you come back. And even when we do get all other sports back, people are still going to want to watch baseball because they're going to remember this time. At least I think so. I know that sounds corny, but I think baseball coming back would rally this whole country together for at least a little bit.
More of you guys are voting right now on our Twitter poll that you would blame the players. And this is assuming every safety precaution's been taken care of that's understood in this conversation. Mm-hmm. But if baseball doesn't come back because of finances, who are you going to blame in that regard? The owners or the players? More of you guys right now saying the players, which is blowing my mind. 414-799-1250. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, more next on The Fan.
Like June the 10th, in order to start on July the 4th. However, if that doesn't happen, if there is no agreement, if all the pieces are not in place, then they're just going to have to push it back. And if that means they figure it out on June the 20th, and they open on July the 15th or August the 1st, then that's going to have to be how it works. And I give both sides here, the owners and the players, a little bit of leeway that we are in an unprecedented situation. These issues are so enormous.
Tim Kirkchen from ESPN on the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network, which has 16 affiliates all over the state of Wisconsin. Hashtag people forget that at any given time, Bill's network can reach up to 8 million people because you can hear it in Chicago and the Twin Cities as well as throughout the state of Wisconsin.
And big news, your boy is going to be hosting the Bill Michaels Show on Wednesday.
Which everybody's, Wednesday, next week.
Everybody is like, big day for you, Horvath, you're getting called up. And I'm like, hey, guys, I've hosted the Bill Michaels Show 4 times now.
Yeah.
Twice this year.
Can I come on as a guest?
I don't know that Bill trusts you.
Why not? He had me on to talk XFL recently.
I'll have you on.
Yeah, but can I come on? Because his show airs from 10 to 2, but most affiliates across the state don't pick him up till 11.
So you could come on at 10.
No. I want prime time.
You want all ears on you.
Yeah.
All right, we could probably make that work, actually.
Yeah, I want sometime between 11 and 2.
We could make that work, I promise.
Yeah. Because I'm going to have you on my show.
Oh, a little crosstalk.
Well, I think I want you to co-host my show and do Bill's show.
Okay.
So just because you're doing Bill's show doesn't mean I should lose this great interaction.
That's true. I think you'll have Sam those days.
All right, Sam Schmitz.
I was going to take off... Maybe take off for a week, but I'll wait on that.
To do what?
I'm considering still going to Vegas in August because tickets are so cheap right now. I just want to know if things are going to be open back up. I don't want to go if I can't play the
tables.
Take
off.
Well, I'm waiting to see. I like I said, I had this
I'll take the same week off, and we'll just play Tiki and Tierney or some crap.
Tiki and we could play Moose and the Goose or whatever.
Yeah, Moose and the Goose.
Moose and Taz in the morning. That one guy that hates me would love that.
Yeah, yeah.
The one
Our
person.
Taz and the Moose Die Hard.
The one person on this planet that lived for that show.
If MLB is unable to return, who will you blame? 48% of you say the owners. 52% say the players.
Okay.
Good tweet here from Jeremy. He says, everyone hates the billionaire until it comes to sports. I do feel like a lot of time, for some reason, we always rally against the players, and I don't know why that is the case. Tim Kirchin, with Bill yesterday, was asked about, you got the virus, and that's like not cured yet. And the players, we don't even have a solution yet about what if someone gets it? Do you have to shut down the team? Do you just quarantine those players? We don't even have that part yet, and we're already going to the financial part of it. And Bill asked Tim Kirchin if it was bad form to have this be sort of the public discussion bickering about money.
It is, but it's always this way, and it's this way always in any sort of work stoppage. But this is a different work stoppage, and that's why there has to be total collaboration between the union and the owners on this if they're going to get the game back on the field and get money in the pockets of the owners, the players, and all the people who work, you know, around the ballpark, with the ballpark, for the teams. Those people are extremely important to all of this. And without that collaboration, it's going to be hard to come to an agreement on this. And that's why the proposal that the union has been presented, it really needs to be studied. And these two sides have to come together. And they're not as together right now, certainly, as everyone needs them to be.
Full interview, BillMichaelsSports.com. James tweets in, to your point, they are business owners. They're making business decisions. I would do the same if I was in their shoes. Players make too much money. The sport needs a salary cap. And then James says this, and I've heard this sentiment from some of you guys. I can't get there, but I understand why you might be. He says, I'd rather lose baseball for a year and see it scrapped and torn down to the beginning to then see a new overall improved product with sweeping changes around the league come out of it. So there's a thought that if the players and owners can't agree, what's going to happen is they'll cancel baseball, they'll try to go back to the drawing board, and eventually a salary cap will emerge. Would you guarantee if you got no baseball this year that next year baseball came back, the guys that have their contracts already would be grandfathered in, they'd make that money, but then everybody else would be under a salary cap? I'm not willing to do that. I don't know. It would make things more competitive, but I really want baseball back right now.
Yeah, same here. I don't really have an issue with the way that, I mean, I do and I don't, but I don't think anything would be fixed if anything, baseball is going to be in huge trouble if they scrap this season. They're going to lose a lot of, I'm talking just besides losing all the revenue, the TV and the gate revenue, though. I'm talking about losing fans for the next 3 to 4 years. I mean, you and I have both talked about how, you know, mid-90s, we didn't really care a whole lot of baseball after the strike season. I really got into the NBA then. I got into the NFL then. And what's funny is the NBA then went on strike the year after Jordan retired. You know, they only played 50 games. We talked about that yesterday when the Spurs won the title. And I still went right back to the NBA the next year, though. You know,
baseball, for me, it was the first sport that I realized, oh, it's not just a game. It's a business. It's about money. And I couldn't believe that they wouldn't play a game. And, you know, I was 10 when the strike happened. So I was, like, startled. And baseball was really my first love.
Yeah, yeah. See, my problem, like, if anything, I want everybody to be safe. So for me to say, like, there's too many rules and guidelines is, I don't think I should be saying that. Like, I mean, you want to keep these guys safe. So maybe they shouldn't be showering after the game. Maybe they shouldn't share a clubhouse. Maybe they do have to just show up in their uniforms. Maybe they shouldn't be able to chew seeds and chew tobacco and spit. I mean, they shouldn't be chewing tobacco anyway, most likely. But the thing is like, you have so many rules that I really wouldn't blame these guys for not wanting to come back, because it doesn't even look like baseball.
Well, we'll talk to Tim Allen about that. And just to get some context, from my understanding,
yeah,
when I was off on Friday, yeah, Tim sort of talked about this, and people were calling and rallying for the owners against the players.
I mean, kind of, but kind of not. I don't know. It's kind of, it's a thin line, and I don't really know. Some people are on the owner's side. Some people are kind of torn in the middle, and some people, like myself, are on the player's side. Of this, but because I was kind of like teetering, you know, I was like, if the players and owners can't agree because of money, then I don't think I'm going back to baseball. Then I'm kind of done with it, and then I'm pissed off at the players too. But if they can, if they don't like for example, like, dude, if these guys are on road trips, they can't even sit at the hotel bar. They can't interact with anybody. They just have to go to their rooms, yeah, sit in their room, and then go to the ball. Like, they can't, like, they hang out in the clubhouse. Like, that's kind of how these guys socialize. Like, you know, you're there on a Saturday and Sunday. They're there, their families, their kids are running around. They're sitting around in their Nike shorts, playing video games, watching movies. Like, we're telling them that all they could do is sit in their hotel room, sit at their house, and then go to the ballpark. They can't even take batting practice. They're doing practices virtually. It's just a lot to ask. It really is.
It's like seeing the animals in a zoo.
Yeah.
That's really what it is.
Yes.
Well, I'm pro animal. Against pro zoo.
I'm pro penguins. Like, the best, the only good thing that's come out of COVID-19 was when those goofy bastards got to roll around the zoo. You know? Right. They're falling all over the place.
We will talk to Tim Allen about this. We'll do that coming up in just a moment. Hey, I want to remind you about my friends over at Window Select. These guys can get all the work that you need done on the outside of the home. For the last couple of months, I've been talking about where I do need to upgrade my windows is on this little porch I have. And I have one screen door that doesn't, like, I broke the window. So sometimes we open it up, and basically I let people drop packages through it. It's like a doggy door, but a little higher. It's just, there's a window missing in the screen door. But a bird got in there yesterday, and I had to shoo the bird out. Man, birds in tight spaces scare the hell out of me. But I was brave, and I got it done. But if I had better windows that I could open, I wouldn't have had to wear a whole protective mask and a catcher's helmet and go in there and try to tackle the bird. Window Select can help you avoid tackling birds. Check out windowselect.com, 262-703-3500. So here's what they've got for you. Replacement siding, replacement doors, replacement windows. They can upgrade the home. I know you've done a lot of home projects already. They can do the big ones for you, take you to the finish line. Window Select, here's what will happen. You give them a call, 262-703-3500. They come on out to the home. They do the estimate for you. They figure out, they talk to you about what you need. That part is not charged. That's free. Some companies do write you a bill for that. They call it a house call. When that doesn't make any sense to me, it doesn't make any sense to Window Select either. So that part is free. Whether you end up going with them or not, you get the advice, and they come out and then do it. But with all the great incentives in the products, again, check out windowselect.com. You'll see the high-quality products. You'll see the beautiful doors, the energy-efficient products as well. And then right now, they've got so many incentives that it would almost cost you money not to do it. Buy one, get one free on their products. That's huge. No payments until 2021. That's monster. And then free installation as well. So you set them up, you get them set up with you, windowselect.com. They'll come out to the house. And again, buy one, get one, no payments till 2021, free installation. windowselect.com, 262-703-3500, windowselect.com. Players or the owners? We'll talk to Tim Allen from our postgame show next.
This is CBS News.
Bart Winkler, 105.7 FM, the Fan, Ryan Horvath here as well. Play a little trivia at 8 o'clock, Brian Anderson at 9. He'll be calling the match this weekend. Peyton Manning, Tiger Woods, Tom Brady, Phil Mickelson. PA on the call. Should be fun to get his thoughts on that. Tim Allen, who, as we just heard, is going to be in on the big chair today on the Bill Michaels Show. Tim, not to make you nervous, but the Bill Michaels Show is statewide, has 16 different affiliates, and at any given time can reach up to 8 million people. So good luck today.
It doesn't change my opinion. I mean, I could do a show that's on the smallest station in the country or the biggest,
like a local
or on
show.
The moon or wherever. Yeah. It doesn't matter. It doesn't change what I do, Bart.
No, you get a little more folksy when you do the Bill Michaels show.
I do?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I feel like you talk like you talk the like you dumb it down when you do statewide.
I do?
Yeah.
I try and relate with everybody.
The dumb dumbs.
I just relate with everybody. That's what I try to do. I mean, you know, this industry, especially now, is in the I told you so mode. It's I was right. I was right. I was right. And everybody's right. You know, I just heard our CBS news update there that gloves may not be helping as much as as much as everyone thinks. So, I mean, things change, and we have to be willing to change, and we do. And not only with sports, but in life too, Bart. I mean, we got to be willing to just negotiate in good faith. And I know it sounds a little trite, and it sounds like lip service, but it's so true, man. If it were me, Bart, and I mean this, if it were me, I'd go Don Nelson, and it would be a handshake agreement in my employment. But, you know, I wasn't allowed to do that.
You're also not allowed to shake hands anymore.
Well, and that's, yeah, I was just about to say, yeah, shake hands and look people in the eye and make an agreement and go on your word. And unfortunately, you know, that it's just a mudslinging war at times these days.
Well, that's kind of what's happening in baseball, where you have the players and the owners who, before this shut things down, agreed. The players agreed to take a prorated salary. Now the owners are like, well, that was under the circumstance that there would be fan in the stands, and now they actually want them to take less money. The sides are not coming to an agreement. We can see that baseball can come back. It's happening in Korea. Horvat's losing a ton of money on it today. But we see that baseball can come back. Now, if they don't come back because of the money, I think that that's going to be very hard to swallow for baseball fans. And I would blame totally the owners for that. I think that, you know, there's 30 people that own some of the most sought after property in the country. It is their duty to bring us baseball. If they're going to lose money for 1 year, I'm so sorry about that, but you will make so much more money in the next 10 years that they cannot be as short-sighted as I think that they are being. That's where I stand.
Well, it's a sticky wicket for sure. I mean, there are a lot of negotiations that need to be hashed out here. But, you know, I will say this to the players that, you know, if you wanted to make the decisions, and you too, Bart, if you wanted to make the decisions at your particular place of employment, then you are more than welcome to buy the company. And then you can make the decisions, because there has to be a pecking order. There has to be a pecking order in this situation. You have to make sure that, hey, I own the company. There has to be some sort of stepladder approach here. And at the end of the day, it comes down to the employer. We work for companies. Players work for a particular company. And when they say, and you've heard it before many, many times, that players will say that this is my job. This is our job. For us fans, it's a game. And that's there's a big, distinct, and significant difference there. I don't see a huge difference when it comes to COVID between your place of employment or their place of employment. Same rules apply, because this is now life stuff. The same things apply. What are we going to do? What are we going to do when, and we're seeing it all over the country, things open up, and you don't feel safe at work. Now what? Well, use your paid time off. Your PTO time is all okay. Well, you're more than, you know, you can do that. You can use your sick days. You can use your personal days. But when that runs out at the end of the day, there has to be a decision made. And that decision is, we are opening up for business, and you need to come to work. And if you don't want to come to work, I fully 100% respect that. What Blake Snell said last week, Bart, I completely respect it with heart and soul. If he doesn't feel safe, he doesn't have to go to work, and he's earned that. He's earned that right to do that. Now, he delivered it in a kind of an interesting way, but at the end of the day, there has to be a pecking order, and the employer is the employer for a reason. They bought the company. They run the company. I oftentimes will err on the side of a player. But in this case, this is life also.
Yeah, but to what I say with that, Tim, is you've got – you can't say, well, if you want to be in charge, buy the company. You know how costly these companies are? The Cubs, for example, spent $845 million on the team when they bought it. It's now worth $3.2 billion. They can afford one down season and then pick things up in the coming years. And if you're not going to make money, you know, via the fans that are going to be there buying bratwurst, sell advertising on the jerseys, sell advertising on tarps, find new ways, be creative. Don't just immediately default to, hey, guy, make less money. And then the thing I saw with Blake Snell is people, God, I saw so many tweets when I logged onto the fan website last week about it. Oh, he's making $17,000 a day. He should suck it up. He's making that much money because very few people can do what Blake Snell can do. And he's making that much money because the owners decide to pay him that much money because they're making money off of his performance. So I can't look at baseball like any other job where a lot of us are way more expendable. These guys have unique talents that it's not the same as the kind of jobs that everybody else is going to. I think it is, if you're going to lose money for the, I think there's two choices for the owners. They can either lose money 1 year and then make money back the next 50 years, or they can lose money this year and then everyone hates baseball. I think it's pretty black and white to me. The owners should stop making the players try to look bad and bring them back under the good faith that they agreed to. They're already taking less money.
It's all relative to money. So we can't compare someone making $50,000 to someone making $150,000 or $10 million and call them the same, can we? I mean,
no.
What you're saying is because they have money, they need to make different decisions than we do. It's relative to what we are, and what we are is an employee. And we get paid money for what we do. That's what it comes down to. It's simple in my book. Someone again still has to explain to me why this is different in professional sports because they're glamorized, because they're praised. I collect their baseball cards. I love them. I'm a big fan. But when it comes to this, and we'll talk about it more on the Bill Michaels show today. But when it comes to this, guys, everyone's going to take a hit. You cannot tell me that the owners won't lose money too, and it's relative to what they make. Players, we all need to suck it up. I know people very close to me that have taken pay cuts.
But the players already took a pay cut. They already agreed.
No. See, that's the thing. The landscape has changed. We all know that. From what I understand, the agreement was made with fans in attendance. So think that has changed. Why does the boss have to take a hit and the players don't? I mean,
wondering why the first instinct for the owners is to look at where they can cut cost rather than where they can get more income. Because I'm telling you, the Yankees, it's such a prestigious jersey. Put Nike, you've already got the swoosh. Put AT&T across the chest. Who cares? You know how much money that's worth? AT&T across the chest of a New York Yankees jersey. I watch these Korean games. There's advertising all over. Nobody cares.
And they want to cut the players in on that deal. They want to say, hey, if we make money, you make money. Let's get in this together. Let's split this marred season. Let's split this amongst ourselves. And immediately the players say, nope, I don't trust you. I don't trust you. You got to open your books. Well, what employee tells their bosses to open up their books? Go to Entercom CBS here, Bart, and ask them to open their books and find out how much they're making with their Milwaukee cluster of radio stations. They'd tell you to go pound sand. We ain't showing you nothing. That's the thing. Just say, hey, that's why the owners, I think they were in good faith saying, will revenue split this thing just this year? Just this year, because it's different, because it's so different. We may not ever go through this again. Just for this year, whatever we make, you guys make half. We'll tell you what we're making, and for all intents and purposes, they have cut them in on the deal on the postseason broadcast rights, broadcast revenue. That's huge, because what if they go ahead and make a deal, and then we got to shut this thing down? And it was based upon postseason broadcast revenue for the owners. Now they don't get that. You want the company to lose money, yet the employees make more money than the company. That doesn't make sense to me.
I'm not going to side with the owners under any circumstance for Major League Baseball. Where these guys have already, they already try to, you know, whether there's reports of collusion to keep salaries down, where they go through this arbitration process to try to not pay these guys. You know, they bring up all this stuff. Oh, well, Josh Hader shouldn't make money because of the things he tweeted, even though we stood by him. Let's use that now against him to argue against his character. They came to an agreement in my terms, and the owners have to look at it from the faction of, if we don't have baseball this year, we're going to lose so much more money down the road. I think they have to think long term instead of short term.
The players do also. And if the game goes defunct, and then the players have nothing, and then what are they going to do? Go to Australia and play? Go look up how much an Australian professional baseball player makes. I think it's on average $27,000 a year. So
Tim Allen is going to, oh, that's more than me. Tim Allen's going to be on the Bill Michaels show today, 10 to 2. Now, one other thing I want to ask you about this is, because a lot of people have said this. They've said, I'd rather have this season not played, okay? And then everything is scrapped because a better baseball will come out of it. So would you be willing to have no baseball this year if it meant a salary cap was born for years to come to make things more competitive?
Yeah, no, Bart, I think you're onto something, and I have thought about that, and I have thought about that in this regard. Whatever happens this year, do not let it affect next year. And that's the thing. If it comes down to, you know, basketball is in a situation where, you know, basketball is just laying in the weeds here. You don't hear as much about basketball as you do about even football, which is a few months away. Baseball, it seems to be center stage here, and that's okay. I mean, I can't determine what's on the top of the interest level, but if it affects next year, I would consider that, where you just pack it all in for the year. And,
no, I don't
and
like
to,
that either.
Well, I'd have to know some details, but what if the alternative is that next year, instead of getting started in March, we have to have a normal off season, and then opening day is like, you know, Mother's Day.
That's fine with me.
But now, Bart, it's affected two seasons, and it doesn't have to. And that's why I think they're pursuing somewhere between, I think the low end would be 50, 60 games, and I think the high end would be about 110 games. And that's why they're pursuing this, and I think a meet in the middle would be that good 82, you know, split 81, 82 game season. But don't let it affect next year. And if that's the alternative to answer your question, yeah, I would consider that.
Tim Allen, we have trivia coming up, so I'm going to boot you off the air here. But
there's
going to be plenty more Tim Allen to come.
Is it Brewer trivia?
Let's see. What are the categories today? I got to check that out.
I don't look at them because I feel like that gives you at least a shot to beat me.
Oh, okay.
Last week, I was like 8-0. They rigged it against me. Heffelfinger named like the 84 Brewers, even though he was negative 20 years old. I'm thinking they email
him. Yeah, there
is
some Brewers history and trivia today where it's me versus Horvat versus Evan Heffelfinger. So we'll do that. Then we've got Brian Anderson coming up at 9. Your show should be fun today. Filling in for Bill, you got Scooter Jeanette and Pat Murphy.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be interesting to get Scooter's thoughts on what he thinks. That to me, as of right now, he is a free agent, and you know what his thoughts are on the baseball scene. He's made his money. He ended up with the Giants, and then just sort of cut loose. Boy, that shooting star, you remember a few years ago, Scooter was just top of the world here. He came out of nowhere and just, you know, and then it just went away to a falling star. But we'll talk to him and find out his thoughts on you know, what baseball should do.
Do me a favor, make sure it's a good interview, because we've got nothing planned for tomorrow's show, and I'll run it back tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, you get the gold star standard this week. Employee of the Month, Bart Winkler, for that comment.
Tim Allen, we'll hear you today at 10 o'clock. 8 million people will be tuning in. We appreciate your time. Talk to you soon, buddy.
See you, boys.
Tim Allen joining us, Great Midwest Bank Hotline. We'll play some trivia, and we'll do it next. Ryan Horvath dominates. Evan Heffelfinger with the upset last week. Bart Winkler really embarrassed each and every time we do this. Who comes out on top today? That's next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.